You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe. Would You Rather Wednesday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Let me introduce an impromptu Would You Rather, Keith.
Wow, a bonus Would You Rather
a
to
bonus
start?
Would You Rather based on some reporting from John Morosi. We actually got a text about this a half an hour ago or so.
The guy formerly known as John Paul Morosi?
He was John Paul Morosi, yeah.
They're like, it's a pretty serial killer vibe. You might want to chill with the Paul.
Well, maybe that's... Hope. Say it again.
Or a Pope.
Yeah, that's true. John Paul.
John Paul.
Good.
Morosi.
Pope name.
Yeah. J.P.
Yeah.
Morosi.
Maybe that is an indication he has committed a few murders, and he's like, let me drop the middle name.
Yep. Throw him off the scent.
Throw him right off.
Real smart.
He says the Red Sox are monitoring twin starting pitcher Joe Ryan as a potential trade target. So would
That's
you
Billy Lanny's guy.
That is.
Billy. So we already know Billy's,
I know Billy's answer.
Yeah.
Would you rather Joe Ryan or Jaron Duran on this Red Sox team?
I think Joe Ryan. I think the Roman Anthony excitement has got me saying, and Rafaela too. I think that's also worth mentioning in this discussion. Rafaela's playing so well. You have him locked up. He's your center fielder. And even though I like Duran more than Willier Abreu, I don't think you can make that same trade for Abreu. So I'd keep Abreu, Rafaela, Anthony as my outfield. And then Joe Ryan has a sub-3 ERA this year. I think he's always been more than a strikeout per inning guy.
Oh, he's 10 Ks per nine.
10 Ks
per
nine.
For his career.
Yeah, okay, for his career, not just this year.
Hang on, let me fact
check. He just turned 29.
He's 10 this year and 10 for his career.
But if you told me your rotation is now Garrett Crochet, Joe Ryan, Brian Bale, Lucas Giolito, and whoever you want for the fifth?
The Dob man. The Dobber.
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 Sure.
Sure.
I'll do that. I would make that trade. That is the trade I would make.
This is the kind of trade we've been talking about. Now, I've mentioned Edward Cabrera from the Marlins. We've talked about these Mariners pitchers, some of the Padres pitchers.
Pavetta, shot down Sandy Alcantara pretty quick.
I did. Pavetta was good again last night.
Pavetta for the Padres has been nice.
Wouldn't do that one.
No. Joe Ryan I would do.
Joe Ryan
also has 2 years of team control after this one.
Right. So him and
it's
him
very
and,
similar to Duran.
Him and Duran are
Actually,
pretty similar in that way.
You see the same age.
Yeah. So Joe Ryan, 8-4, 276 ERA, whip below one. We mentioned the 10 Ks per nine. Yeah. That's the kind
I
of
I would do that deal.
That's the kind of pitcher you need.
And that's kind of what
now, I'd rather they trade prospects for him, but okay. I would trade Duran in that scenario.
Yeah, right. If you can find a way to just bring, like, I'm not trying to just dump Jaron Duran. Like, I was looking to get rid of Devers because he was such a problem. In fact, looking back on it, I think I might have been the first one.
No, I think you.
Credit to me.
I think you were.
I think I was like, trade him right away.
No, you were just like, get him off the team.
Get him off the team.
I was like, I'll trade anybody in the right deal. You were like, I just want him out. Yeah. I don't even care about the return. I think you were first on
that. The only reason I bring that up is, one, I was right. And two, it's because I'm not saying that about Duran. Like, Duran's not in that camp to me. He's having a down year, but it's not like get rid of him. But if you go to the Twins and you're like, hey, do you want the password or do you want one of these other guys for Joe Ryan? And they're like, no, we're only doing it for Duran. then I'd be like, all right, fine.
So the Red Sox are monitoring the Joe Ryan market.
Lanny's always monitoring
Lanny's,
Joe Ryan.
Lanny's stoked.
He bets on the Twins every time the Joe Ryan's
he's
on the
glowing.
Hill.
I can see it.
he's glowing.
That's according to Fox Sports, John Morosi, formerly John Paul Morosi.
That's right.
And Jaron Duran, oh, by the way, may not be in the lineup tonight. Roman Anthony in left. Yoshida at DH was at least some of the indications last night pregame. And Duran will be sitting against a righty, not a lefty tonight,
oh,
a right-handed pitcher.
So what would when
so
is,
you do the math.
Yeah, crunch those numbers if you don't mind. Joe Ryan's next start is Saturday.
Where does he make it?
Oh, did he just start last night then? Let me double check here. No, he didn't. But he's scheduled to pitch on Saturday. I don't know. Yeah, will he make it? I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, Crochet pitches Saturday for the Red Sox, so that's not
he's
gonna be
not
his
pitching
day.
For the Red
okay.
Sox.
Okay, who's
ooh, how about this Saturday? Little Twins Pirates, Joe Ryan, Paul Skeens.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that's if the deal doesn't get worked out by
or
then.
TBD versus Skeens.
So that was a bonus, would you rather, on a would you rather.
That was
Wednesday.
A good would you rather.
Yeah, we can circle back.
An impromptu would you rather.
779-793-7. What else we got, Bill?
Would you rather win the home run derby or the slam dunk contest?
No contest. Slam dunk.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think I would say between.
That means I could dunk, so I would want to. I would want to do that.
All right, but I would say between the years of like 84 to 2000, I would say slam dunk contest. But since then, you'd be like, oh, you won the dunk contest? Who'd you beat? The guy from the G League and Obi Toppin's brother?
Okay. Who won the home run derby last year? Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar Hernandez. Yeah, but he's an outlier.
The year before that was Vladdy Jr., wasn't
thank
it?
Thank you. Yeah. Fine. There's more.
About Judge.
About the year before that.
The guys that are competing in the home run derby are all-stars. The guys competing in the slam
field.
Dunk contest are not
field.
All-stars. They're like dudes that can dunk. And sometimes they're not even in the league. So it's cooler to be able to throw down some sick jams. Don't get me wrong. But I think the history of the home run derby and the fact that you're competing against fellow all-stars, if you win the derby, chances are you were an all-star that season, which does not equate to the dunk. So I would actually go home run derby.
I'm going to save the dunk contest by winning the dunk
yeah,
contest,
right.
Keith. Have you ever dunked in your life?
I have twice.
You must have had some ups. In a game?
No. One was in a practice. One was in warm-ups for a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I was like the warm-up line.
Instilling fear in the
what was
team.
There like a girl you liked
that
in the crowd?
Sick. You were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to. I'm like, this is for you and you and you as well. And if you like it, you as
you
well.
You know what I like yeah. to do with the layup line? Smack the backboard.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Put a layup in. Smack
the
backboard.
The ball like rims out because you smack the backboard so hard.
I'm not saying that never happened, but yeah, I like to give back.
That was a
tap.
Good time.
Yeah.
Some of them like in middle school had like the low backboards.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you almost hit your head on them. They're so low. You're like, they don't want to raise these.
Yeah. It's not a shock. I've never dunked in my life, so dunk contest is my answer.
Yeah.
Chick stick the long ball.
They also well, that's true too.
And the slam dunk.
If you're hitting home runs in front of some ladies, they might be interested in that.
You know what? You got me there.
Better feeling. Dunking a basketball in front of the girl of your dreams or socking a dinger in front of the girl of your dreams.
I think you got to go dunk. What if you're down like 10-1?
They're both good feelings. Take
run.
It from someone who knows.
What
both good feelings.
120?
Yeah, well, I was just talking layup line dunk. I bet the girls will love that. You don't even need to do it in a game.
I missed the dunk in a game. That didn't go over well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Coach goes, hey, Rich. You ever done that before?
Ever practiced like, that shot in your life?
It's like, what are you doing?
We would at the end of our season every year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually after many losses and a lot of riding the bench, we would go to an elementary school right by the high school that had you could lower the
9-foot hoops,
and we would play full court games on the 9 foot.
So that's a good time.
That's a lot of trying to yam on people. A lot of missed dunks. A lot of missed dunks.
That's
in that
just
game,
a good time.
But some
yeah.
you could put down.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I would rather dunk. What else, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots tight ends or the tight ends from any other AFC East team?
This is gonna surprise you. It's the Patriots. Hunter Henry is better than Dawson Knox.
Yeah, and Dalton Kincaid.
Kincaid
had a bad year. If you asked this a year ago, my answer would have been Buffalo.
Do you know who now that they traded Jonnu Smith away, do you know who the tight end is for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I only know this because we did talk about it when it went down in real time. It's Darren Waller, right?
It's Darren Waller.
The Walrus.
Former Mr. Kelsey Plum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick actually played his song last week. I didn't recognize it.
It was
over auto-tuned ballad,
yeah.
It was written with a lot of emotion. He was pretty torn up about the Casey Plum.
And then who's the Jets tight end? Is it Aaron Taylor's kid?
From the draft?
I think they drafted
him.
I think it might be. Yeah, look.
Tight end's down.
I mean, it's the Pats or Buffalo, similar to the wide receiver room. Is this the other end of the spectrum?
Yeah.
I think I would go Patriots tight ends.
I'm going Pats tight ends. Look at that.
If Dalton Kincaid had a better year, maybe he'll bounce back, and then next year we'll look stupid for saying it. But, I would go Patriots tight ends. I think Hunter Henry is the most productive out of that group. And they actually use him, which Buffalo didn't really do with their tight ends.
I agree. Don't sleep on the Hoop man either.
Austin Hooper. Oh, he is a nice little player.
Hoop?
Yeah.
Hoop make a play for you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Who was the other guy? Gene Bell. Don't sleep on him.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. That's a good room.
Wide awake.
Nice room.
Uh-huh.
All right. What else?
While golfing, would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond?
So
I assume this was a Happy Gilmore question.
It's not.
You're telling me there's something else?
Oh, Happy Gilmore 2 coming out soon, by the way. But no, this was a viral video going around yesterday, maybe the day before. I think I saw it yesterday. Terp has some of it on Twitch and on YouTube. But most of you have seen it. If you have not, I will describe it. It is a classic golf confrontation.
Is this a Kelce brother?
No, it looks kind of like him. It's a gentleman with a golf shirt on. He's got a tatted up sleeve. He's got his khaki shorts on, and he is really screaming at a guy that is off camera. And I assume there was one guy being like, "Hey, you're holding up. You're playing slow." One guy threatens the other guy quite a
man.
Bit. He threatens him a lot, then charges at him.
Yeah,
like a maniac. To
sure.
which the bigger guy tosses him into a pond.
Oh, he came right back out.
He peels it. Yeah, but now he wears like five punches to the face.
He's eaten a few fists. Yeah.
Almost as demoralizing as getting tossed into the pond. You can't hear it here because Turp has it on mute. When the bigger guy is punching that guy in the face, each time he punches him, he yells bang. Like he's Mike Breen.
Really?
Yeah.
Bang!
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 Bang! Bang!
Yeah, that's a guy who you know has punched a lot of people.
He has.
Yeah.
This guy, he drops him. He drops him a few times. But this guy who gets thrown in the pond appears to be the real instigator. He's also the loudest one. And normally the loudest guy in a fight can't fight.
Yeah.
That'd
be my only move in a fight.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah.
But so then he charges this guy who could be our Hoss of the Week. That guy, you don't see him great
He's
in the camera.
He's a big dude. Why would you pick a fight with that
guy? I have no idea.
Yeah, he might be. Well, maybe he was like teeing up on the rough or something like that. Maybe he's doing something real questionable out there. It's a gentleman's game.
He might be twice the size of him.
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy.
And
good,
so he,
good candidate for Hoss of the Week. So this guy, bang!
He's yelling bang as he punches him in the face. Now, it did take him 3 points. Drops him. Drops him pretty good.
What did he say there? Was he like, stay down?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
he's like, I told you. I think he says, if you come at me, I'm going to throw you in the pond.
Got it.
And then he threw him in the pond.
All right, so what's the
also,
one
that
what,
guy,
are my, what are my options?
Also, what was funny is the guy who just gets destroyed. Oh, then he gets like ragdolled over to the side. You missed that. He throws him.
Nice.
So that guy, before he got into his fight, took off his sunglasses and his golf club. He took off his golf club and then got absolutely pummeled. So I would say the answer is.
It looked like at the end they kind of made up, though. It's just guys being dudes. It looked like at the end they were just kind of like, all right, man.
They're actually in the same foursome.
Yeah.
Turns out these guys were buds all along.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with pace of play.
Yeah.
Long way of saying it, I would rather get punched in the face than thrown into a pond.
Because it's so emasculating?
It's so emasculating,
yeah, but
and you're soaked for the rest of the round.
I'd rather go in the pond. I'm not trying to eat a bunch of punches from that guy?
No, maybe not as many punches. One punch, no, but now you're soaked. And then they're like,
it's all right.
Why are you soaked? Like, oh, looking for my ball? You're like, okay. But also there's that, you're on camera getting like picked up like a little kid and then just like launched.
Yeah, but my face doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd rather get tossed
in the pride ball. Hurts.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
No, but
that's
then you just,
nothing new for me.
Yeah, but then you,
pride
look like a, you look like a tough guy for a week. You're like, you should see the other guy.
Yeah.
And like, actually, I should see you. I saw it on Twitter. You got demolished.
You'd rather eat a punch than get tossed into a pond?
100%.
100% the other
100%.
Way. I would much rather be soaking wet and emasculated than eating punches.
Blends in with the urine.
Punches from that guy.
Yeah, Billy, break the tie on that.
I got to wash the pee off my pants anyway. That's a good point.
Would you rather just get shoved into a pond and have to peel yourself out or take one punch?
One punch in the face.
Yes.
Right. Especially when the beer cart goes around, I can put a cold beer on the
wound. Cold beer on it, you're fine.
No, I got to deal with like chub rub, and I got to deal with like wet socks.
Oh,
nine
wet
holes,
socks.
Forget it.
Numerous texts say that guy was an ex-NHLer. Is that
oh,
true?
The guy punching him?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he was.
That makes me think it's staged now. That makes me think this guy was just going for clout.
So you're going to go fight it? Yeah, but that guy, that's also a, sometimes you can judge a book by its cover, and when you see a mountain of a man, don't threaten him to a fight.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Because there's a good chance you could lose a fight to somebody smaller than you. Here's a little, for all the people that are still fighting, 25 years and younger, that's the cutoff.
He played at the NHL for 12 years.
Yeah.
Nick Tarnaski.
Nick Tarnaski.
05
beat the Tarnaski out of that guy.
Tarnaski.
So the first thing you have to do in a bar fight is you look at the guy's ear.
Is bottle him.
No.
No.
Does he have cauliflower ear?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't bottle him.
Yeah, look out for that.
That's the second move. If the guy, even if he's 145 pounds, if he has two swollen cauliflower ears,
you get out of there.
You just go, sir, can I buy one?
You know what?
Can I buy a beer?
Yeah, it's under Jones. Yeah. Just you order one of those.
Whatever you want, my
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You might not be able to hear me because your ears are swollen shut because of the years of wrestling and jujitsu. But so that's
this
your
guy
first.
Was averaging like over 150 penalty minutes.
Oh yeah,
I bet he yelled "bang" each time he punched the guy in the throat.
You don't want that.
But that guy obviously must have been hammered because there's no way that you would see that guy and be like, "I'm going to fight him."
So
I'm going to scream about him.
Ex NHL enforcer or getting chucked in the pond? I'll go in the pond. Thank you very much.
Well, the NHL enforcer did both. He did chuck you in the pond. Like he was like off the ground. It was unbelievable.
All right. Wow, I had not seen that.
Great
yet.
One.
Nor did I know any of the backstory there. Okay, what's the last one, Bill?
Last one. Would you rather see the new Superman movie or the new Fantastic Four?
Both throughout this month. Superman.
I have
this
no
week.
Interest in Fantastic Four. So
interesting.
Superman.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Superman too.
I've seen one of the Fantastic Four films, and it was not great.
They were all those were
sick. Brad,
thank you. Those are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Although there's been a lot of bad Superman movies
well,
too.
This is also true. Yeah.
So I'm more intrigued by Superman. Fantastic Four. Like I'll watch it, but it's part of this like the Marvel kind of machine and sort of where that's going. Superman, it's starting a new kind of universe, and it's James Gunn, who's directed a lot of great movies that I've liked in the past. So even though I like the characters in Fantastic Four better, I'm more interested in Superman, which is out tomorrow night.
And you'll have a review on that.
I will have a review on Monday.
Nice.
Although I've been seeing movies a lot lately, and I said to my wife last night, like, hey, I got to go.
Sick brag, bro.
I got to go to the Revs.
I got to go. Hey, and I'm going to the Revs game tonight. And I was like, I got to go see Superman this weekend. She's like, you are not going to go see that. And I was like, well, I think I am.
Not without the kids.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to go, but yes.
Oh, family night.
TBD.
$300 later at the movie theater.
She would never go see Superman. So we'll do the best I can. But yes, I am going to see it.
Answer Superman.
Yeah.
Which, Superman was a nominee for a top five all-time American, to which Keith said he's an alien.
Yeah, he's from Krypton.
Actually, not an American, so we're not going to allow.
Well, there's actually some controversy there.
Oh.
Yeah, not to get political, but apparently James Gunn was pointing out that Superman's an immigrant. And then, a lot of people online
love that.
Because there were a lot of people that were like very pro-Superman. Then they found out that he was an immigrant, and they were no longer a fan. It was a whole mess, as you can imagine.
You walk right into that one, James Gunn.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on you. If you're not playing to your base there. Okay, that's Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. I mentioned the Revs. We have something to discuss, Keefe.
That's right.
We're going to be going to the messy match tonight.
Messy match. If Messi's in the building, I'm in the building.
For the New England Revs. Right, we're 100% of the time we're there. That's right. So how are we going to play this tonight at the Revs? We'll get to it next.
The Red Sox Station.
Red Sox! Can you believe it?
Way back. New England Sports Original.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Red Sox momentarily, but Keefe, mini show outing tonight.
That's right.
60% of the program.
That's true.
It's like a Ken text.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be in attendance for Lionel Messi tonight.
Boy, now last year or last time he came through, was it 2 years ago? Last year,
I forget. Question. I don't recall either. But we were there.
We were both there, and it was quite a to do. The place was jammed out. It was like a Patriots playoff game. People were fired up to see Messi.
Yeah,
and he delivered.
A lot of traffic. Oh, he delivered big time. But a lot of traffic. Packed stadium.
Full house.
Not just the full lower bowl.
No.
For the Revs.
Yeah.
And so you already have your attire on, which I wish I remembered.
This is like the...
I got to wear my jersey tonight, right?
I'll tell you what. The Revs know what they're doing. They have been very generous over the years sending the new kits over. This is not the new kit.
How many kits would you say you got?
I think I have three from the Revs.
Nice.
I think I do. One from the Red Sox. It took begging to get one from the Red Sox. But three from the Revs, which I respect the hell out of. Like the Boston Tea Party one, which I think they're wearing tonight. They got it's like the red sleeves.
Nice.
They have the one that's like the white, green, and like navy blue.
That's my lone kit. I'm gonna have to.
We
wear
got
that
those.
One.
Yeah, wear that wear one. That, this is just like their standard one that's like all navy blue, but it looks like $1 million.
Looking real nice.
And so excited to go taking a match tonight.
Yeah. And not to brag.
Yeah.
But we're in the suite tonight.
Well, yeah.
And so I don't know. I'd imagine a lot of dogs.
I would say some dog. They usually do a nice job with like some
dogs, some brew dogs.
How many hot dogs can I eat during the course of the game?
No. Not how many could I eat, because that number is quite high.
Yeah.
How many can I eat that's acceptable before people start saying something?
You're all right. I think you just can't make a show of it. You can't be like, "Hey, I've got another hot dog." You just got to like kind of on the.
You
got
to eat so many that people are like, "Are you still on the same one?"
Same
not
one.
The same one. Like, I'm just nursing
one.
This one over here.
And it's watching the same beer. Yeah. Wink. I got the same beer going.
Okay.
But I remember last time, too, they had quite a nice dessert selection, right?
Yeah. Nice spread. Yeah, so you go out there, you see a couple of goals. You watch Messi run around a little bit. Although, do we have to worry about that?
So last time, I remember being slightly worried because the rumor started swirling. They're like, he's not going to play on a turf field. You're like, what?
Right.
You're like, where everyone's going out, you're not going to see him. But no, he played and he kicked ass and he was awesome. He was like, you got to see Messi dominate.
Now he's done it once. Was he like, guys,
I know,
I did it.
That's the concern.
Like, is he actually going to play? I hadn't even really crossed my mind until earlier today when I'm like, I'm going tonight.
I don't know.
Is he actually going to suit up? That question was very much on my mind when we went last time because it was a big question. Is he actually going to play?
Do you think it's also as big a to-do as it was last time?
No, I do not.
You think it's less?
Not to like, I'm excited to go tonight. We're going for a reason, and thanks to the Revs for inviting us. But, I don't think it's the same. It's not the first game that he's playing here, so I don't think it's the same to-do. I bet it'll still be jammed. I bet traffic will still be nuts.
Yeah.
It'll still be an event. But it's not. It's not as big of a talker as it was. I feel like there was real buzz to it last time. I think if you ask most people, hey, did you know Messi's in town this time? Yeah. I bet most people are unaware.
Yeah, but I bet also for people, so similar to, people that go to one or two Celtics or one or two Red Sox or maybe one Revs game a year, at the beginning of the year, you're like, is Steph Curry coming? Is, Shohei Ohtani coming? Like, is Messi playing?
You brought this up. Like, Caitlin Clark coming to town.
Caitlin Clark, are they moving the game over to the Garden for the Connecticut Sun, who are terrible this year, by the way.
No good?
The Sun.
Bad year for the Sun?
Sun real bad.
Ooh, I got to check my Sun's future that I took
Sun
out
bad.
To see if they're going to hit that
take
over.
Take the fever in that game.
Yeah, okay.
No matter what the line is, take the fever.
Okay.
But, it is sort of similar to that, like that kind of draw. But maybe people were, the last time, were like, it's the first time, and you don't know if it's going to happen again. So, like, you have to go there. But soccer fans are nuts. Soccer fans are super passionate about it. And if you get a guy like this who might be the greatest player of all time, then, I think it'll still be sold. I think it'll still be full. I do.
Here's what Gemini tells me.
Oh, boy. The former Gladiator?
Yes.
You and your droids.
Yes. Lionel Messi is expected to play in Inter Miami's upcoming match against the Revs on July 9th.
That's tonight.
Despite a busy recent schedule.
Yeah.
And the potential for rest.
Oh, boy.
He is likely to play, barring any unexpected injuries. And he's been seen training with the team.
All right.
Is expected to travel to Foxborough. So I don't know how outdated this article is.
Thanks hopefully a lot. He's in Foxborough.
Thanks a lot, Google AI. But anyway, that's the latest that I can tell.
Yeah. Inter Miami is currently, I'm checking the table
Yeah.
The MLS table?
Yeah, I usually have a pretty good read on it, but why don't you catch me up to speed on the table?
Miami is sixth, although they have not played as many games as everybody else. They must be on a separate messy schedule.
Points in hand.
So they do have plenty of points.
Points
in hand.
Out of hand.
Points
out of hand.
In hand. Out of hand. And then the Revs are currently 11th. They got off to a slow start, but they're 11th. So there's, as you know, Jones, 15 teams in the conference.
We got to work on a Revs prop for tonight, or a Revs parlay for tonight. We got to work on it. We got to cook one up.
Oh.
Terp, we got to get cooking.
That could be the Sportsbook Rallad pick of the week, actually. Let's take a look.
Yeah, take a gander.
Get in the lab over
right,
there, would you?
I'll look. All right, so big night for Jones and Keefe. We'll be at the Revs tonight. Lionel Messi expected to suit up for Inter Miami. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls, and we'll get back to the Celtics. We have Terp. He can come in and talk his parlay when he joins us. Pure Hoops with Terp, talking Celtics next.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
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 What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.